With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The next stop for President Trump's big, beautiful bill, the House. The Senate passed its version of the spending and tax cut bill, with Vice President Vance providing the tie-breaking vote. And the president is calling for Republican unity as House lawmakers work on finalizing the bill.
As the House takes up the Senate version of the president's domestic priorities bill, he's optimistic about the legislation's chances.
I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out.
He claims the bill has something for everyone and vows that Medicare and Medicaid are being strengthened despite claims to the contrary. The president writes online that the GOP must unite and ignore the occasional grandstanders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
University of Pennsylvania formally apologizing to its female swimmers negatively affected by its policy on so-called transgender athletes. The school is reversing its policy and will rewrite its athletic record book, removing titles held by Leah Thomas. President Trump says Israel has accepted a proposed 60-day Gaza ceasefire. He hopes Hamas will, too.
Donald Trump's announcement comes before a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scheduled for next Monday, in which the U.S. president said he would be very firm. There has been a build-up to a possible deal after President Trump said last week that his envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, thought they were very close. Talks at the end of May were stalled when Mr. Witkoff blamed Hamas for seeking what he said were totally unacceptable amendments to a U.S. proposal for the 60-day ceasefire.
The BBC's Arunde Mukherjee. Paramount's agreeing to pay $16 million, settling a lawsuit filed by President Trump over the editing of CBS's 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris in October. The Dow futures 76 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll compares the U.S. to the rest of the world on religion.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries. According to the Pew Research Survey, we are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's ruling that states can bar sex change operations on children is already having an effect. Rulings in favor of transgender people have been tossed out in four states. The High Court has ordered appellate judges to re-examine cases from Idaho, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia involving access to sex change operations and changes to birth certificates. A growing number of states are passing laws aimed at protecting children from radical medical procedures. This is SRN News. Well, she's among the most wanted women around.
In Texas, the mother of a Tarrant County boy missing for more than 2 years now has been added to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. Cindy Rodriguez Singh is charged with capital murder in the disappearance of Noel Alvarez, who is presumed dead, although no body has been found. The six-year-old with special needs was last seen at his home in late 2022. Investigators interviewed Rodriguez Singh in March of 23 when they say she lied, saying the boy was with his biological father in Mexico. 2 days later, the woman, her husband and six other kids boarded a flight for India without the missing boy. There is now a $250,000 reward for information leading to her arrest and conviction. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Several states along Mexico's Pacific coast getting a real soaking from Hurricane Flossie, but the center of the Cat 3 storm is expected to remain offshore. More details at srnnews.com.